From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Vladimir Putin has declared a nationwide day of mourning Monday for the 92 people, including a popular military choir, on board the plane that crashed into the Black Sea Sunday. Putin has ordered a detailed investigation into the cause of the crash. He added that everything will be done to support the families of the victims. The Russian Defense Ministry says the plane crashed after taking off from the resort town of Sochi, bound for an airbase in Syria. This conductor of a local Moscow church called the crash a catastrophe for the world of music and song, because of the best of the Alexandrov ensemble have been killed. Officials say debris from the aircraft and some bodies have been found just off the Russian coast. The main section of the plane has also been located. There is no indication so far what might have caused the crash. There was no distress signal sent from the cockpit. Pope Francis urged peace around the world as he made his traditional Christmas address Sunday, speaking from St. Peter's Basilica. Francis spoke of those suffering through the Syrian war and urged the international community to find a negotiated solution to the conflict. Francis also spoke of the victims of terrorism following the truck attack in Berlin that recently left 12 dead and dozens injured. The pontiff said peace to those who have lost a person dear to them as a result of brutal acts of terrorism, and to those who have sown fear and death into the hearts of so many countries and cities. Pope Francis also urged Israelis and Palestinians to have the courage and determination to write a new page of history where hate and revenge give way to the will to build together a future of mutual understanding and harmony.